This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo, just when you thought it was safe to put on a podcast, the legend continues. Place to Be Nation presents Freak Out Drive-In with Jennifer Smith.
My weapon is large for bodies, I'm strapped for battle. My soul is in the crossroads and highs fulfilling. Somewhere deep inside the spirit to rise the killer. I'm too distant to talk, my vicious assault is inflicted in parts to slit you a stick in your heart. I got nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Only way I'm dying.
Hi, welcome to Freak Out Driving. I'm your hostess, Jennifer Smith. And today, because this is a rare daytime edition of Freak Out Driving, I'm going to be watching a true horror film with a true horror film lover. His name is Scott Criscolo. You might remember him from my first episode. He was my debut guest. So I thought we should probably watch this movie for Fody. Okay. I'm just going to give you a huge trigger warning to begin with on this movie. It is extremely gory. The kills are highly graphic and very practical in nature. Like, you, there's no CGI on this stuff. This is all legit, like, horror effects, and they're amazing. If you love unique kills, gross, just bloody, gory deaths, this movie is for you. If you don't enjoy that thing, if you don't enjoy that, the blood, just, you know, listen to us talk about it and freak out over how awesome it is, but don't watch the movie. All right, so there's your warning. Now, if you do decide to continue, you can find This Movie Terrifier on Netflix right now. And I hope you do. I hope that if you maybe want to go outside your comfort zone a little bit and you're not too creeped out or too grossed out by things, try it out. See what you think. But Scott and I both love this movie. It's awesome. In other news, I just wanted to let you guys know about some of the other awesome podcasts we have here at Place to Be Nation. On the latest Talk and Pop, Tim and I interview each other and share summer memories in a rare guest list episode for us. The seventh installment of Laugh in Theater features my co-host on Geek and Sassy, Miranda, and Andy Atherton watching Men in Black in a very funny episode. The hard-traveling fanboys kick off X-Men Month with an edition of Countdown, in which they provide their complete 11-to-1 rankings of the X-Men cinematic universe. Pop Goes the Movies with Scott Criscolo and J. Arsenio Diamato's review of the Elton John biopic Rocketman. The NBA team is back with Gone Fishing Part 3, where Adam and Andrew stay in the East. And then in Part 4, they delve into the basement of the Eastern Conference. Sunday Groove is back with host David Sunday, talking songs by Elton John and Chris Cornell. And be sure to keep an eye on our social media feeds, because we're about to reboot the Greatest Songs of the 80s Tournament. And those initial matchups should be on our Facebook page. So check those out and get ready to vote soon. Over on the PTBN Wrestling feed, on a new Wrestling War Zone, JT and Chad dive into the Raw and Nitro from January 15th, 1996. Making Towns with Friends number 3 features Steve Williams recounting his experiences training in Ohio Valley Wrestling. After a 6-month hiatus, Steve Bennett and Peter Winston reunite to discuss their 10 favorite single season sports teams of all time on the Adams Division podcast. On the 8th episode of Row 1, Seat 1, Ben Zanny continues his road trip diaries in an interview with Mikey Blanton to discuss Black Label Pro Wrestling. And Scott again Mr. Criscolo, Nate Milton, and Steve Willey recap Super Showdown and New Japan Pro Wrestling Classic Match Picks on the latest edition of the Main Event. So check that one out. And over on PlaceToBeNation.com, our tribute to 1994 kicks off, which will be sort of like a mixture of written pieces and podcasts and different things. It kicks off with a commentary on the Best Picture nominees for the 66th Academy Awards and continues with a piece on the 1994 World Cup. Also, check out our social media pages and the message board at www.bigelow34.proboards.com for information on joining our GWWE pay-per-view and TV match ever project. And then that way you can get in on the conversation and start researching your list, which is fun. And I'm excited to continue doing that. So with all that being said, just give this Terrifier movie a shot and let me know what you think. I am on Twitter at JennyCruz2814. Have fun. Okay. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jenny. Jenny, how are you?
How are you doing?
I am well. I am well. This is a very unusual movie for a very unusual time of day. But
I agree. We're going to watch Terrifier, which is like a movie that I watched on Shudder originally and has since moved to Netflix. So if you have Netflix, you should turn it on and watch along with us right now. But usually, like with you, you've been my guest before, and usually I let my guests pick the movie. And but then I kind of suggested this one to you and like, try this one out before you choose. And then you're like, yeah, we'll do this one.
Yeah, I was honored to be the debut episode of Freak Out Drive-In, and we did the godfather of horror movies, which is Halloween. And you've done some great ones since with a lot of wonderful guests. I originally had recommended, and this is one I'd like us to do down the line, or unless someone else does it. I had said we would do the original Pet Sematary from 1989 when it had come out and was. But you were like, nah, try this. And I'm like, all right. Now, mind you, this is like 11:30 midnight and east, you know, our time. And I'm like, all right, well, I got nothing. I'm awake and I got nothing to watch. I'll watch it. I highly recommend not watching this at midnight if you can avoid it. But unless you're, again, a sycophant like Jenny and I mean, who will watch any horror movie at any time of the day.
This is true. I will admit, we're watching during the day right now, and it's different. Like, yeah, it's different when it's daylight. And I feel like you should definitely watch this one at midnight.
Yeah, no, you definitely should. Yeah. Oh, so Terrifier came out, it's relatively new. It came out in regular theaters last March of 2018. Mm-hmm. It hit the Telluride Horror Show Festival 2 years ago, or actually now it would be almost 3 years ago, 2016. And then it was picked up by Dread Central Presents and Epic Pictures for a limited release last year. Hmm. So the movie, we saw the movie opening, and as we're doing the credits, this strange guy looks like dressed as a clown is putting on makeup, and he's got creepy teeth, and he's, I'm assuming, making weapons, I think?
Yeah, looks like he's modifying a couple of weapons here, turning things into weapons.
Yeah, has some type of a whip with scalpels and scissors attached to it.
And this is incredible foreshadowing for what you will see later in this movie.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't do gore, just listen to us and don't watch the movie because this one is bloody as fuck and disturbing.
Yeah. Yes. So it opens with this talk show host, and she's talking to this woman who is horribly disfigured. I mean, literally, she's a skeleton with loosely skin and like one eye missing, and talking about this horrible experience that had happened to her and people she cared about who are apparently all dead by someone named Art the Clown. Interesting. We thought he was dead. She says he's not, but that's kind of vague at the moment. Mm-hmm. We go to the credits, and now the talk show host is talking quite bitchily to someone on the line about how horribly ugly this woman is.
She's not wrong. I mean, she's bitchy, but I did not disagree with anything that she's saying.
No, probably not. And so she's still talking on the phone, and she hears rustling in her dressing room, and she turns around and she's seeing like clothes moving behind her. I don't know why she would be by herself. It's very strange. And she's wondering what's going on here. And she walks towards her clothing rack and sees nothing. Typical, mm-hmm. You know, open up. Oh, you thought they're there, but they're not. So typical.
Then they're behind right you. There. Yeah, there we go.
And then oh crazy shit. God. And literally, it's not even, it's like 2 seconds. You don't even wait.
She just thumbs her eye out. Oh my God. That was wonderful.
Yeah. It was amazing. And oh, and then Jesus. The minute I watched
the practical and she's lying there effects
with
in this
no
shit.
Eyeballs. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And creepy faceless girl is laughing her ass off with blood all over her face. So literally like 20 minutes into this movie, and then the title card comes up, Terrifier, yeah. Which actually has a very cool, like, I don't know if you know, I know you watch a ton of horror of different eras, but the open card has that like Dario Argento kind of older Italian horror feel to it, kind of like, you know, Suspiria and that kind of thing. So it's pretty cool.
I really like the whole aesthetic of the movie, actually, because it all sort of looks like that. It's filmed where it gives you like an old school feeling.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you could tell literally like eight, like, you know, right after that scene ends that you're going down a path you may have never gone down before.
Yes.
I mean, this movie literally makes Hostel look like, you know, like something you see on Disney XL or XD, whatever it is,
yeah,
because this is just creepy. So these two chicks in these smoked out Halloween costumes,
yeah,
one is shit faced.
Yeah.
The other is kind of sober, I guess. She kind of looks like Neve Campbell. I kind of caught that.
It gave me a real like 90s horror movie feel right there. Their dynamic, yeah. And you know, it's very, feels very familiar.
Yes. All right. And then all of a sudden this weird fucking dude, in a clown costume, black and white with a little hat on, is walking around with a giant sack, and he stops in the middle of the street and starts staring at these chicks, and the sober brunette one.
God.
I'd run. I fucking run. Why are you standing
just
there?
Standing there? I would be freaking the fuck out.
I mean, seriously, is he still? Well, of course, you got the God. First of all, he has teeth. They're just black and goopy. I mean, it literally makes Pennywise look like Ronald McDonald. Yes. Literally,
the design is just amazing. Like,
yeah,
it's so fucking scary.
It's like it's this big poofy clown costume. It's just like Pennywise pretty much, except black and white, and he's got black and white makeup, and he's got a little hat on, and now he's gone.
A lot less whimsical than Pennywise, really.
Oh, very. Absolutely. Yeah. No, there's no, well, first of all, he doesn't talk, so
yes.
we'll let you at a time. He doesn't speak. And as we continue on here, we're going to see that, and I think one reason why I actually like this movie is because the normal like slasher tropes mm-hmm. are not, and I mentioned this to you when we were chatting online while I was watching it, that there's a moment where literally the tropes of horror slasher movies go out the window.
Yes.
And I'll what point I'm talking about, and we'll get to that. It probably happens in probably another, I don't know, 25 minutes. So we'll get there. So now they're in a pizza joint waiting for slices. Talking about how, you know, the brunette's telling the blonde she's a drunk whore, and pretty much really judging her best friend here.
Much is, yeah.
Then the clown comes. Oh my God. Fucking, like, you can even tell by the shape of his face. He's just not, like normal.
And something else that this movie does is these long, drawn-out scenes. Like, sometimes horror movies feel very chopped up, and this one they just let the scenes like linger, especially like the direct eye contact between the the brunette and the clown is very unsettling.
It is very unsettling because it's...
And then he smiles creepily at her.
Yeah, like normally, you're right. Normally there's quick... I think that's another reason why I enjoyed this. This Damien Leone, who is the director, must have taken a lot of his thinking from 60s and early 70s Italian horror, Leone and Dario Argento, right. and the only difference is no music. Usually there's like the drawn out, yeah, like European orchestra music, but literally there's no music and she's just staring at him. And it's not changing. It's not like the creepy Friday 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween where camera shots are flopping all over the place. And now the drunk girl, this is tremendous. This is literally tremendous. The drunk girl,
yes,
walks up to him and, of course, is trying to talk to him. And he's glaring right at the brunette. And now she gets in his lap.
and the brunette's like,
you are a fucking idiot.
I was like, sure. Oh, this bitch gonna die.
Yeah. It's just a question of how, looking at the weapons and the credits, it's just a question of how tremendously awesomely gross it's going to be. So she takes a selfie. You wouldn't do this, would you?
Well, I mean, drunk Jenny and sober Jenny are two different people, so I don't know what that bitch does.
Yeah.
Seems like something she might do.
Well, this is almost like a Geek and Sassy horror movie. Like you're the brunette and you're drunken drunk. Although I don't know, would Miranda get that hammered? I don't know. But
no.
Maybe this is the opposite then.
I'm definitely the blonde in this one.
So the guy's trying to order. The pizza guy comes over and asks for an order, and he is not taking his eyes off the brunette. So obviously there's an issue here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? Order a slice or hit the brick.
Already left. Like, why is she still sitting there?
Really? I mean, how much are the slices? I mean, even New York pizza is fucking $3 a slice. I would go somewhere else, for fuck's sakes. You know?
What?
Now he goes to another table, takes a tip. It takes a quarter tip. A quarter, by the way. Cheap fucks. And then goes to, like, a vending machine and gets one of those little, like, you know, ball, you know, toys in the little bubble thing. And it's a ring. Well, that's a very high-end prize for
yeah, it is.
Plastic with a sticker on it. I just want to know what's
up with,
yeah. What is up with the teeth?
I don't know. This is just so weird, just so like odd and unsettling.
It is unsettling. He puts the ring on her mink finger as if, you know, proposing, and then he goes to the back of the pizza place, presumably to the can, I assume. He left his bag of tricks,
whatever.
I assume, in the booth, and then he goes to the back, presumably to probably go take a leak or something. So here we go. Literally, you're each – see, this is what cracks me up. I mean, I'm assuming this guy does good pizza. Deer Hills Pizza is the name of the place. Of course, we don't know where they are. They're in some city somewhere.
Feels like Canada to me.
I'm kidding.
I don't know. Sometimes you get that Canada vibe.
They're in Ottawa. They're sitting here. Literally, you took all this time to deal with this creepy fucking dude for two slices of fucking pizza.
Yeah, no. Just leave.
My God, I've been to pizza joints. You put the two slices in the oven. It takes 2 minutes. You get the pizzas. You leave. They've been here like 10 minutes. Crazy, crazy.
Oh shit!
Now, suddenly, the pizza guy comes out and he throws. The fucking clown guy out of the restaurant, pissed off at something. Apparently he's got like brown, black stuff on his gloves.
Yeah.
We still don't know what the fucking deal is. I don't know if the assumption was he was, you know, oh, now he just waved it at the girls and he walked away. Fucking A. So we don't assume what he did in the back.
Yeah, I would assume it would be like jerking off in the bathroom.
Exactly. I was waiting for you. I was going to let you take that. But yeah, I thought he was clearly a boxing baby clown in the back. So, so the girls leave. They're on some, you know, like suburban road.
Dark street.
What do you think of the outfit? The little the brunette's got. Well, they each
it's the hot,
the blonde.
Yeah, they're both hot.
European, like, I don't know, like bustier thing. And then the brunette's got a skeleton outfit with, like, what are those called? Like the...
like the thigh-high boots with garters on them.
Thank you. Garter clamps on the boots. Very, it is very 90s, right? Yeah. So she's got a flat.
Oh, yeah. You're screwed now, bitch.
There's a trope. Flat tire.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And, oh, incidentally, just as to kind of add to the drama, the brunette's phone died.
Yes.
That's a big deal. That's actually a big deal. So, okay. We go back to the pizza place. We just have random empty shots. We go to the back and we find out what art. He smeared the toilet with shit.
Yes. And wrote and his spelled name on the wall
in poop.
So, wow.
Yeah. Now,
would you rather clean up poop or jizz in a situation like that?
Is this like kill Mary fuck?
Yes. But not
as well. I would definitely rather clean up poop. You really can't. Poop carries diseases that probably couldn't kill you. God only knows what's in. Yeah, no. I would. But, this is not a question we asked during the Halloween episode. That's for sure.
I like to throw people off sometimes.
That's perfectly fine.
There, so.
It was, but I would definitely rather clean shit. I don't think I'd want to touch another man's juice. So, all right. So the brunette is calling her sister, who's studying, and saying, "Hey, can you pick us up? We got a flat." And what's her name? The blonde is shit faced. So she's apparently a college student, and the roommate comes in and starts ready to throw it on with her boyfriend, who's in some like French maid outfit or something. Yeah, you know what? I got to give this Damien Leone credit, because he's kind of crossed between 90s horror tropes and 60s horror tropes. I think that's one thing I actually enjoyed about this movie so far, is that he crossed a lot of different eras of horror into one movie.
Right.
You know, like, oh, dorm room, chick, drunk, boyfriend, ready to, you know, do it. And she's pissed off. The prude studier is pissed off, so.
And now, another thing I like about it is very, like, centralized. Like, everything that happens in very few places. You got the pizza shop, you got the car, and then later on you'll get a building. But it's, I think initially when I turned this on, I thought it was going to be like a stalking type movie, you know, where the clown would go to like a college campus or somewhere, you know,
right?
Kind of what you would normally do. So they keep it very focused, and they let those scenes just like draw out forever. So you get the homages to different styles, but also has its own certain flair to it, you know, different style.
And all right, so now we go. They're talking on the phone. They go back to the pizza place. This poor bastard, the employee, just cleaned the shit out of the toilet. Oil. Yeah, I mean, maybe there was jizz mixed in it. What if it was both? Oof, a double whammy. Yeah, gross. Yeah.
Also,
we go back
there that long. Like, how did he? How did he manage to do all that?
here's the thing, Jenny. Gloves or no gloves? Would you really want to get a piece of pizza from this fucking guy now?
No. Oh my god.
Now, the next gross part of the movie, the employee turns around and the owner, the guy that threw Art the clown out earlier, his head is, why, yikes! I don't even, Jesus!
His head was
the guy's
cut
head
off,
is fucking,
and he had lights in his skull like a jack-o'-lantern. And then,
Jesus Christ!
This guy just got stabbed in the face. Got his hand cut off.
He cut his hand going to the phone, and then he stabbed his face with a knife.
Oh, my Jesus.
We go back to the car. The two girls are just randomly chatting. Oh, this is so – I'm drunk. I'm hot. Oh, that clown was funny. Ha, ha. No. And meanwhile, Art the Clown is literally just stabbing a guy in the fucking face. Oh, right in the eyeball. Gross. Yeah. There is just no. Man. This is a Jenny fucking smorgasbord right here. There's no. When it comes to the deaths, there's no like light, you know, mystery or something in the shadows. Oh no. You're watching the death from beginning. Oh, is that his tongue?
That's his tongue. Such inventive kills here. I love it.
Yes. So the one guy, the owner. Just to kind of recap now that Art has finished, the owner had his head chopped off and was a pumpkin sitting – because earlier they showed like a plastic jack-o'-lantern on the counter. It's replaced by this guy's head with candles in the eye sockets. Now, for those that have listened to every Freak Out Drive-In, and I hope you did, you remember our premiere episode.
Yes.
A true sycophant, Jenny. I would assume that it's not a fuck pumpkin. Depends, man. Me and Leone might be one of those kind of guys. Who knows? Anyway, the employee then just, his death was just pure, just rage. Yeah. Like he just, Art the Clown just fucking stabbed the guy in the face like 40 times. Ooh. And I like the little flicking on the side of his mouth. That was kind of gross.
Yeah. Gross. Never seen that.
No, that's pretty awesome. So you could tell by these first couple of deaths that we're in for something very different, and innovative and creative when it comes to horror deaths.
Your PLC so, would not be able to handle this movie.
Are you serious? You can't even handle people. Really? You're not gonna watch this? You'll be under the fucking couch. I'm just Thomas the Tank Engine. Jerry Seinfeld wouldn't kill anybody with a knife. Anyway, he mugged a woman for rye bread, for fuck's sakes. Maybe he does belong in a horror movie. Anyway, so the brunette, the Miranda of this duo, needs to take a leak. And she finds this, I guess he's a, I don't know, he's a maintenance guy or something. No, he works for...
pest control?
Like rodent. Pest control, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And they're in this building, which I don't know if it's deserted or if it's being worked on. It's an apartment building, and of course, the guy obviously thinks she's a smoke show. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Yeah, babe, you can use the toilet." Hey, so of course, the toilet's not. I mean, we're not talking like hotels in Vegas.
No,
we're not even talking the bathrooms at our hotel in Brooklyn during WrestleMania. This toilet's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like a Florida, like gas station bathroom.
Yes. So, I mean, let me ask you this because I know if you had to take a whiz this bad and you looked at this toilet, would you literally be like, you know what, fuck it, I'll just hold it, or if it trickles, whatever, or would you be like, screw it, I'll just try and balance so my ass can touch the seat? Like, what would you do,
man,
in the situation?
Oh man. I might just squat in the corner, to be honest with you. Like, not worry about, like, touching anything, you know? I'm a country girl. I peed in the woods bunches of time. So I could probably just squat. Just pee on the floor. I mean, what the fuck does it matter?
Exactly. Well,
I'm
asking you because, obviously, women peeing is a little difficult. Guys, as you said, guys can just, construction sites.
Yeah.
Garbage cans, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I pee in cups during podcasts, so like.
I tell you, when you're doing the with Greg and Nick, in their 4-hour shows, at some point.
Sometimes. I probably did during that show.
So the drunken half, I think her name is Dawn. Let's get some names here. Her name is Dawn. She's in the car. And she just heard on the radio about the two pizza guys getting fucking mutilated. Mm-hmm. And she's freaking out. And she's going through her phone. And she finds the phone with the picture. And she didn't realize that he was looking at her. Mm-hmm. And neither did we. So a cop goes by. She's still listening. Well, it looks like my radio, my old Corolla. This must be a Toyota. So she's sitting in the car. All of a sudden turns around. And there's Art sitting there. In the car. And
she doesn't die here, Prince.
No. Scene
he
changes.
Saves her.
Yeah. So else. Yes. Oh yes. We'll get to that later. So, all right, pest control guys going up the stairs. This looks like it's an apartment building that's like half and half. Like mm-hmm. it's lived in and being worked on. And
right.
So she peed.
Well, you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Given maybe she did later.
She might have done it on the floor, you know?
She probably did. That was the best choice.
Yeah, really.
Why is she just standing around? Just, like, walk as quickly as possible and get the fuck
get
out.
Get the fuck out! Why are you staring at the car?
Her curiosity is just, like...
No. It's gonna be
I would
a
not
doing.
Be fucking around like this.
No. She's looking through, like, a side garage door. I don't know what she's intending to look for. It's like one of those auto garages, you know, like where toes are left and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And great lighting here.
Yeah,
in this,
it looks great.
The best part, and I said this to you before, I think the best part about this movie, and I think that's why a lot of you listening, horror fans, obviously, will like this, is because it's literally all unknowns.
Yep.
And to prove that, if you go to the Wikipedia page for this movie, none of the actors have links. It's just their names. So all nobodies. As a matter of fact, the only link in the descriptions is the production company, Epic Pictures. Not even the director has a link. So that's kind of cool. I didn't think the movie would have one, to be honest with you. So
they there's some good performances here. So maybe you know they can get some more work because they're pretty good.
Well, apparently – well, I'll wait to talk about the movie itself when we get to the end. But the director had an announcement about the future.
Oh,
so Veronica – that's the name of the blonde. Victoria, I'm sorry. Victoria is the blonde, is the brunette. She's talking to Cat Lady. That's her name, Cat Lady.
Who just shows up.
Shows up.
Out of nowhere.
She has nice hair. She has no makeup
See,
on.
It's
she has
weird,
nice hair.
Right? She looks a little bit more kept than you would.
A homeless person.
Yeah.
And she's holding a doll and pretending it's a baby. So not only is she homeless, but she's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But in like a harmless, like, oh, I feel bad for her nuts kind of way. Not like Art the Clown, holy shit, I have a fucking knife in my eyeball nuts. More like a, oh, you poor crazy bitch kind of thing. It's a sympathy thing.
Yeah, I think so, all the time.
Yeah. So Victoria's like, all right, I'm done with this fucking bullshit. And then she walks through the door, and guess what? Art the Clown at the doorway with bloody hands holding a scalpel.
And grinning.
And then she's runs the other way and she trips.
Bitches
down.
Always be tripping.
She tripped down three stairs.
Three stairs.
Three. God, I've seen you buzzed and you don't even trip down.
I mean, I fall a lot, but.
So now she's hiding. Now we get kind of normal horror, you know, thriller here. Mm-hmm. You know, she's hiding. He comes, you know, walks through the door and is looking for her. And she's hiding behind a car. Whoever came up with this look for him is a fucking genius.
Yes.
Because.
There's something about it. It just. I don't know, just super disturbing.
It is.
Even for a clown, which I know some people have aversions to anyway, but like it's never really been a thing for me. I've never really been afraid of clowns. But
no, I haven't either. I have a friend who's petrified of them.
Yeah, me
I should
too.
Make-
But this guy just creeps me the fuck out. It's the little hat, I think, on there. It's part of it. And that nose.
And it's something about the eyes and the large mouth. It's almost like the Joker without purple.
A little bit, you know?
You know, but even creepier. So she's still hiding in the car. While this scene's happening, Rotten Tomatoes gave this 70%.
Oh wow!
Not bad. Average rating of 6.9 out of 10. That's not too bad for a you know indie horror flick out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think it's really good, man. It's just good.
Yeah. And I think the gore helps. Because, look, like you and I and most horror fans, we like story. We like drama. We do like the terror. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. But you know what? A movie where there's just nonstop fucking disgusting, unadulterated butchery.
Yes.
Doesn't hurt either.
That is the best.
So, she's still hiding behind this. This is another drawn-out scene.
Drawn-out scene, yeah. But drawn somehow scene. It's not boring. Like,
nope. Because he's legitimately terrifying, and you're worried.
Yeah.
Get what the fuck is he going to do to her if he catches her? You know.
And you like with me, you know, you always figure somebody will survive, right? In the story, in a horror story, so you can have a sequel. But in this one, I was like, nope, this is going to be a standalone, and all these people are going to die. And that's what I was hoping for. But you know that he's going to put her through a lot of deaths before he kills her.
Yes. So she's now she kind of moves around a little bit.
Oh, God.
He comes, good grief.
Oh, my Jesus. He is sawing on her Achilles tendon.
Ugh.
Oh.
Stabbing her in the calf. Oh, my God. Smacks him a couple times, and he finally – but now she's, you know, half limpy.
Oh.
And now he's just – now he's choking her. We still haven't gotten to the weird trope, to the out-of-the-box slasher thing yet.
Not yet.
To that in a minute.
Almost.
Now he's going after her eyes. Man, what's with all the gouging?
Yeah, he definitely has a gouging issue. Oh, she got the scalpel stabbed him.
She stabbed him in the armpit.
Oh, her leg is fucked up.
Oh, yeah. There's blood oozing all over the place. She's screaming to try to escape, but of course the pest control guy's got his buds in.
Yeah.
So he can't hear.
How is she so like calm at this moment? Like, no. She's just hiding there.
She's holding
something.
Some piece of metal. Yeah. Of course she has one leg at this point.
Right.
Fucking A.
Oh my God.
The actor's name, by the way, is David Howard Thornton, is the actor that plays Art the Clown. And apparently, if you get the Blu-ray, there's audio commentary with him and the director. So if you really, really love this movie, and it's, as Jenny said, we're watching it on Netflix, but it was on Shudder. And you get the Blu-ray, you will get an audio commentary from the guy playing Art the Clown and the director. So that's kind of a cool plus a bunch of like behind-the-scenes bonuses and junk like that.
I would be interested in hearing that, honestly.
Yeah, I would too. I'd like to know, like, this guy's amazing.
He is amazing.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Like, so he's not even... that looked like one of those, what are they called? Ooh. Wow. Yeah, he hacked her leg up pretty good. What's the thing you put on your steering wheel? I think that's what you told me. One of those jaw jacks or whatever they're called. Those things. That looks like what she's holding. So the sister's now going to – the sister's going off to find her. She obviously had to drive a decent distance.
Mm-hmm. Because they're in Canada.
Yeah, because they're – is that your guess? You think it's Canada?
I do. It looks Canadian to me.
Yeah, it could be. I'm thinking maybe like – it's definitely not the South.
Does it there say wouldn't on be... Wikipedia?
No, it just says – let me see. It just says two friends have leave a Halloween party. Yeah, there's no setting. Yeah, there's no location. I mean, I'm guessing it's something like – it's definitely not the South. You wouldn't have Italian guys in the South.
No.
They'd be in Little Caesars or something.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Caesars,
maybe
– come on.
They're Canadian. But they're Canadian, so even though it's a building, it's an arena in Detroit, but I think they're Canadian. Anyway, it could be like – I don't think it's like – it's definitely not New York. I don't think it's Chicago. I mean, it could be a borough. It could be like Brooklyn or Queens or something maybe, but none of them have accents. So maybe it's Chicago. I don't know. Anyway, she gets into the main part of the apartment building and is – and, of course, it's you know, chained closed because she's in the – obviously the construction half of the building. She goes up the stairs and she goes into,
walking?
I don't know. And she's not walking badly either. It's like she sprained her ankle.
Limping, no. But yeah.
Yeah, for somebody who literally has no like calf muscle left, she's moving very swiftly. Oh, there's a door there. You know who's going through that door? Oh, there's the...
This guy.
He's smoking. And the rats. And... it's coming right now. There we go!
Got her that time. So she was screaming at him. Why was she screaming at him?
So now... he's got her, and he's holding a syringe, and not a small one either.
No, a giant-ass syringe. Oh, God.
With something, and it was quick.
Knocked her out.
So he's, I mean, we're not talking just like a crazy, we're not talking like Jason Voorhees with one weapon in the woods. Mm-mm, this fucking dude is like jacked to the gills with ideas of torture and death.
Oh, my God, here we go.
All right, this is it. This is probably what the movie's signature scene, I would say. So,
gotta be. I mean, there's one towards the end that's just amazing, but this is what, I mean, I was watching the movie to this point, but after this, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're on a ride. You don't know where you're going from here.
Yeah, it's different after.
Yeah, so Victoria wakes up, and she's taped to a chair, and she's got duct tape over her mouth, and she looks ahead, and she sees just something that could be behind like a not a curtain, but like a cloth sheet or something. Meanwhile, Art is down there with a pile of fucking
everything.
Anything to kill you with.
Rusty metal tools, axes, hammers.
He gets in front of her. Oh my God, he just licked his lips.
Ugh.
Oh God. He's holding a
tomahawk. With her.
He's holding a tomahawk. And it's almost like, yeah, he's,
it's.
Like this movie, this isn't like Pennywise or other crazy clowns where the clown is a disguise. Like he's not hiding the fact he's fucking nuts.
Yeah, no.
Like
he's enjoying it too. Like relishing in it.
Yep. He doesn't care.
A blast.
Yeah, pretty much. He doesn't care that he's wearing a clown suit. Like that's got nothing to do with it. That's totally irrelevant to the situation. So
and
now
like he said he's silent. So he is, all of his acting is just in his face and his body language.
Yep. Now he grabs
a real. Oh God.
And now he's got a hacksaw, literally centimeters from her throat. Centimeters from her throat.
Just fucking with her. He knows he ain't gonna.
I
would just be like, kill me already. Get it over with. Just do it.
And if you hadn't peed before, you certainly were peeing then.
Yep.
So,
all right,
now,
here we go.
God, this is the moment. So Art has the hacksaw and he saunters over to this sheet that's hanging. And he pulls the sheet and half-naked Dawn hanging upside down with her tits bobbing, and she's got a great body. But
yeah,
she
is just, wow.
Yeah. Are those like granny panties? What are those? Was that part of the costume?
It looks like regular large briefs, and he rips them off.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
I think after that, you kind of know where we're going with this. And he gets the hacksaw. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now he's staring at the...
God, I'm losing my shit.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
He's sawing down.
He's like...
through her crotch. Oh, my God.
God.
This is the most insane shit I have ever seen. Oh, my God.
He's going into her innards, and suddenly her intestines just flop on the ground like sausage.
And he's literally sawing her lengthwise with a hacksaw. And she's alive somehow still through this. Because she's still screaming.
Yep.
I just, it's just. I mean, oh
cackling.
My God, he is sawing her face in half.
And he's cackling. This
I
is
mean, th- just th- loving it. It is the most disturbing shit.
She finally cuts through the
tape.
I wouldn't even bother with my feet. No. I would have just got. She backhands him. She rips off the
goes
and
one of his knives, stabs him in the back.
In the back, which actually is not bad. So she runs off, and now we're just and that's not the last time we're just going to see dangling dawn flesh.
Oh my god. So what did you think when you first saw that?
I actually messaged you and said, what the fuck did you make me
shoot? I was waiting for it.
What, right?
I was like, he's watching it and he's going to get to that point. He's going to freak out.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you making me watch here at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning?
Jesus. That is next level.
Yeah, this is like this is beyond anything normal.
At this point, you're just like, what the fuck else am I going to see if that's the middle of the movie?
Yeah. So now he's going after, obviously stabbing him harmlessly didn't work. So he's got the hacksaw. I'm not sure. No, it's the knife that he stabbed her. Yeah. Why did she take the knife with her?
Maybe she left it in him, I think.
He's got a bigger knife, butcher knife. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for her. She's hiding. I don't even know what the fuck this shit is.
How did a knife to the back not hurt him?
I don't know.
Now she's sneaking up with a board and slapping him in the face.
She belts him.
Yeah, she.
Now at this point, you're like, wow. Yeah. She got the hand.
Yeah.
You know, and she's beating the shit out of him with a 2x4. Now, don't sit there and stop like you're getting your joy. Keep fucking hitting him. Yes. Get the knife.
Oh,
God. She cracks him in the head. I mean, she's getting her licks in, but and now here's the moment where I said that to you that all bets were off on on the pattern slasher movie. Because normally he'd be fucked right now, because it's not like he can go after her. She's got the weapon. He doesn't even have his knife. So you're like, you know what's the point now? What's going on? Like, hit her. Hit him. Yeah. Hit him again.
She's encouraging him to fight her.
Yep. And he walks up to her and then out of the blue.
Fucking shoots her.
He shoots her in the leg. Shoots her. Pulls out. I'm not even talking like a rusty midnight special. We're talking like a gun stole off a cop or something. Yeah.
In no way was I expecting that. I mean, just.
No, that actually almost surprised me more than Dawn getting flayed into fillet.
Oh, God, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. You're not supposed to have a gun. No, you broke the rules.
Yeah.
You slasher rules. You're not allowed to have a gun. That's cheating. and that honestly is when I said, wow, this director, Damien Leone, has totally gone outside the box now. This guy's like, you know what? I don't need to follow the rules. I'm cheating. And fuck you if you don't like it. It's pretty much what he's doing.
It totally works for me.
Yeah. He shoots her a couple times. And before he was like, I'm going to dangle this hacksaw over your throat, but I'm not going to kill you. But now he's just standing there and fuck you. He just
shoots her in the face.
In the face.
And they didn't show, which was telling, I think, a little bit in this.
Yep.
Because you assume he shot her in the face, but you don't know.
You don't know.
So weird to not show that piece of gore.
No.
But the cat lady is just sitting there being all fucked up.
Fucked up. Yep. But wouldn't you rather be her, at least right now? So there she is. Victoria was shot in the face. She's obviously pretty much debilitated. He's out of bullets.
How did she survive a shot to the face?
I don't know. She got shot right under the eyeball. Yeah, so she's obviously.
There's a wound there.
She's fucked up.
Still alive.
And he just leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves. She's just lying there. Obviously, she's debilitated. She's debilitated.
She fucked up. I already said.
She's fucked. She's disabled. Get the word out there. I wanted to say rehabilitated, but she's not. But
not yet.
So now he goes into his bag of, and he has more fucking
weapons,
bullets,
anything.
Like, how amazing! The sister now goes to the address. So now the sister's here now.
Yep, got some.
The sister's name is Tara.
Tara,
very nice name there, Tara. She doesn't know how to get in. But so let's see, the kill total is now three. We have the two pizza dudes and then, poor Dawn, who is now cold cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Victoria probably not.
Right.
Now, remember when we said that Tara's phone died or Victoria's phone died. So now the sister is calling
the friend.
A friend. Let me, you know what? I think I need to, Tara. Oh, let me clarify. Tara is the one that got shot in the face. Victoria is the sister. All right. Let's clarify that.
Yeah.
All right. So Tara is the one that's got the bullet hole in her face. And Victoria is the, now to fuck this shit up. Art texts her
as Dawn.
As Dawn and says, come around the back. Your sister is sick. Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these shots of. Oh, and he takes a selfie with flayed in half.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
Hey, at least he has a sense of humor.
Yep. Lots of character. And a character who doesn't even speak.
He walks back up to Tara.
Then shoots her.
And just blows her brains out and does what needs to be done, which is finish her off.
Yeah.
She's done. Blood pouring out her head. Up, oh, shoot her again. Or shoot her in the eye. Yep. You're done.
And then he looks so sad.
Cat lady just watched him shoot her.
Then he waves creepily.
As the smoke is coming out of the gun. Mm-hmm. Great, great camera shot right there. Great camera shot right there. What made you find this on Shudder?
I think I had seen some like promos for it on Facebook or somewhere, or maybe Twitter. And I was like, that looks kind of scary. And then I looked at some reviews. Because I'm in also this, like, horror movie, like, Facebook group, and they were talking about it on there. So I was like, well, looks like I need to watch this one.
Meanwhile, Cat Lady goes and finds a pest control guy. Mike the Exterminator is his name. And tells her, there's shit going on downstairs. You might want to take a look. It's pretty fucked up. Shudder, by the way, is just expanding and so worth having the
I think it's only five bucks a month
That's fucking amazing.
I
watched, and the best thing now is Shudder is doing original stuff. I don't know if you caught it the other day, they had some originals on their front page, and I watched a movie the other night called Boar, which is an Australian horror film about a boar, like a wild boar, like a pig, a boar. Like four times the size of a normal, just going through the countryside and fucking eating and fucking goring them
holy
in the face.
Shit. I need to watch
it, that. It's right up your alley. Fucking right up your alley. Animal terror.
And
a
love
bunch
it.
Of, you know, Australian accents. Hey, me bloke, boy, me boy, but like, you know, fucking, you know, horn to the chest.
Well, I'm so watching, cool. On Netflix, I'm watching a series called Slasher. I don't know if you've seen any of it or heard of it, but it is Canadian. Oh, God, here we go. He's about to get this.
And here comes Art, who taps on the shoulder of the guy and gives him a hammer to the head.
Oh,
now, it doesn't kill
him. No.
Maybe he tried to kill him, but he hits him in the head with like a regular hammer. And his cell phone hits the ground. I don't know if he's calling the cops probably or not, yeah. But Art looks at the phone.
I think he's calling his boss or somewhere.
Yes, he was calling the boss. Yes, you're right. That's what it was, his boss. And now he smashes the shit out of it with the hammer. So, okay.
So on Netflix, I've been watching this series called Slasher, and it's three series in their, like, anthology. So, like, each series doesn't connect to the next one. It's just about a different slasher, whatever. So, anyway, it's Canadian, and it's been really good. Although some of the kills are really good, but some of the it's like a soap opera with a serial killer, pretty much.
Mm. And you know what's funny? In a normal cookie cutter horror movie, Cat Lady would probably have been the one that survived.
Probably, yeah.
Cat Lady or the sister. So, but. After what we just saw with fucking Dawn turning into fucking pastrami, all bets are fucking off right now. I don't know what the fuck's – we don't know what the hell is – I didn't know from this point what the hell was going to happen.
Me either, because you're like, okay, why would he seemingly target these two rando chicks but then leave the cat lady and not mess her up at all? Why is he letting her live?
So now Cat Lady's hiding in the catacombs of the apartment building. And you're right. I actually have enjoyed the fact that we've stayed within the confines of this building.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
Because there's – I mean, you get lots of different looks because you can go, you know, wherever in a huge building. But it doesn't feel spread out.
Yeah.
And like you said, the lighting is really cool. Like it adds a lot to it.
Yeah. It's just enough so you can see what's going on, but obviously spooky enough to keep it spooky. And Cat Lady now sees that Art has taken her doll, or in her eyes, a real-life baby.
Right.
And this is where the creepy shit really fucking happens.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting on the ground. Now he's just – at this point, he's getting rid of collateral witnesses. That's why he knocked out the exterminator guy. And now he's baiting Cat Lady to get near him. He knows nothing about – well, he knows about the sister, but he doesn't know where she is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually a fascinating scene. Cat Lady – now, you're talking about two people. Here's the thing. Here's another thing that I find really great about this. You have two people that are legitimately nuts.
Right.
In the same scene trying to reason with each other, or one trying to reason with the other. I mean, he doesn't even care. He's got blood all over his costume. Like, he doesn't even care. Like, if he got caught by the cops, there's nothing anybody could do. He's got blood all over him. End of story.
This is fascinating because, like, what is she – is she being genuine, or is she just trying to get out of the situation? You know, like, is she that level of crazy where she might actually, like, see him as a child? I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, she's trying to tell – she's reasoning with him, have you ever been loved? Have you ever been hugged? Do you feel like this child? You know, maybe that's why you're broken, because you want to be loved or, you know, held like a child, and you were, kind of thing. I think she's – no, I don't think she's trying to get – I think she's trying to relate to his crazy, like her crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously know where this is ending up, but
right.
we don't mind the ride, even though we know the end game here.
Good Lord.
He's seems to be enjoying the fact that he's being, I guess, taken care of.
Yeah.
Now he's sucking
his thumb. Hugging him.
And he's sucking his – you know, I didn't catch that when I first watched it.
Yes.
And he's sucking his thumb, which, by the way, has other people's blood and his own shit on it. But anyway. anyway. But
That's just
– yeah, this is really
– yeah.
And you know what the best part is? We leave the scene.
Yeah.
So now you have a sense of, oh, maybe she finally calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here comes the boss, the exterminator. So that's who Mike the Exterminator was calling the boss. Will the Exterminator. They're just exterminators. That's what it says on Wiki. Mike the Exterminator. Well, the Exterminator. So he tries to get in, and he's trying to call Mike, who has no phone and is probably still out cold. I love the fact that we left that scene still in that comforting position. Mm-hmm. Instead of letting – in a normal horror movie, you let the scene play out and he ends up killing her.
Right.
The fact that they left the scene in that moment, you're like
– did they team up at this point? Like, does she help him?
Yeah. Is she going to fucking kill all and kill people? Yeah. Fascinating. Not quite sure what's next here. The sister's now still trying to look for anybody.
Ugh.
You know, I'm starting to think the Canadian.
It does. It looks like it to me. Oh, so she hears the phone ringing that she's trying to call.
Which is fucked up. And she's still.
I mean, she's got to be like, what the fuck?
I know. Like, what's going on?
I would probably just leave. Like, sorry.
Couldn't find you. Sorry, your face is full of bullets.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry you saw your friend, like, sawed in half from her crotch to her brain. Good Lord.
Test. So
she just saw it.
Freya walks in.
I love that they keep showing it to us.
Yeah, that's so European. The shot of the half face. That's very Gento. Yeah, I agree. So she realizes, oh shit, what the fuck did I walk into here? It's kind of like the scene in Halloween when Jamie Lee Curtis walks in and sees, finally sees all of the friends dead in the house. So now Victoria is yelling, figuring out what the fuck's going on, and now she goes down a creepy basement.
I love the finding of the dead bodies trope too. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh yeah, definitely. It is. Well, it's a turn that's almost like a turning point thing of a movie where now the heroine or hero, but usually in horror movies it's heroine, realizes what the fuck is going on, and now she becomes the target.
Right.
So now she's freaked out. She goes down into this basement. We still don't know what happened to Art or Crazy Cat Lady. Mm-mm. If now, like, tag team discussed.
Wouldn't your instinct be to run, like, upstairs as opposed to downstairs? Oh, shit.
And this is fucked up.
This is so bad. Yeah, this is so... I was like, what?
She thinks she found her sister writhing on the ground in a I don't know, a fucking cloud. But meanwhile, she turns and sees Cat Lady, and Cat Lady had her chest flayed. And meanwhile, it's actually Art faking it to try to kill her. So he was naked.
Yeah.
But he's got the Cat Lady's tits on.
Yeah, basically. He took her tits off, basically. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. So
and
guess
now
what?
He is wearing them and a wig.
Now he looks like now he looks like Frankenfurter from,
a little bit.
From Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is just
oh my God.
I don't even know where to go from here.
I can't.
This is tremendous.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, now Victoria's trying to escape.
There's nowhere to go. I mean, she's fucked.
Yeah. So now she goes into this is just.
He's just prancing around with a dead woman's tits on his chest. He's so skinny. He's so tiny.
He is tiny.
Oh, my God.
He's literally dancing with someone else's tits on him.
Yes. Is that a Silence of the Lambs homage?
Maybe. Maybe he's tucking in. He might be tucking in.
With her eye through the hole too. Isn't that a thing?
Well, he obviously sees her. So genius there, bitch.
Oh my gosh. And then just walks away.
Now it's like, okay, I've had my fun. Now the next thing I'm going to do is kill you. So now he probably takes off all of his. Oh, now he's there. Yeah, this is just. Now we've kind of hit the pedal, and now we're just full-blown.
Because all you see is his face through the hole, and then her eye. It's very well done.
Yep. Now we go back to, which exterminator is this? Will the Exterminator.
Will the Exterminator.
Looking for Mike, I guess. Meanwhile, Victoria's still. Now everything's kind of culminating. He's about to leave.
Or so he thinks.
Or so he thinks. He's like, fuck this. There's the key.
Dumbass. That's the first place you look is under the mat.
You should have just left. That was the safest thing to do.
Yep.
She's still in the supply closet or whatever that is. Cabinet. Exterminator guy comes in. I definitely think this has got to be some backwoods Minnesota
something.
Yeah. Still trying to figure that out.
You're still so uncertain. Like right now you're just like, so many things are like happening. You're like,
right.
What's next?
You got her hiding. He's looking around. Shit's dripping from the ceiling. The other exterminator's still alive.
Somewhere.
Cat lady's titless.
Yeah.
Now
she still hasn't found her sister.
Yep.
Just lots of little, like, dangling threads, and you don't know where you're going to go.
Nope.
Now he's following some bloody footprints, because sure, let's do that.
Sure, that's to do. And you can tell by the wide feet that it's...
Yeah.
Art because it's his clown shoes.
This guy's gonna look up. Stupid.
I know. He definitely has this dopey.
Yeah.
I'm about to get. Look. He's definitely that kind of. This guy's not gonna survive. He's probably like, fuck, I should have just got back in the truck and left. Oh, he stepped on Cat Lady's baby.
Oh,
not that
Lord.
That matters.
No, she don't care no more.
She wants her tits back.
Yeah, I mean, like, can you die from a detitsing? I mean, I would assume.
De-titsing.
Oh, like shit. Here he goes.
Really? Why are you looking at the doll, dumbass?
Oh!
Ew!
Stabbed at the top of his head.
That's a lot of blood.
And then sawing.
What is that? That's like a hatchet or a machete.
Yeah, it looks like a machete. Oh, my God.
And we're not just talking about regular, like, slice his throat. No, he's literally... He's
taking his head off. Oh.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh,
rip.
God. He pulled it off. That is just... And then looks at it.
Okay.
Wow. And then kicks
his head.
That fucked up.
It's almost like he's getting partially annoyed. Like, why is everybody so stupid?
I'm so sick of this day. Doo-doo shit murder victims.
Well, she's Victoria's finally coming out of the cabinet. She still hasn't found her sister. We don't know the final results
still
of that.
Hasn't yet.
She's still lying on the ground with, you know, 7 slugs in her face or whatever.
Yep. She did.
Yep.
Oh, she found some skin?
She found the tits. I think she found the tits. Wow, he just left them on the floor.
Oh,
how crude.
He did. Oh.
Oh, he scalped her too.
Yeah, he took her hair.
Ugh. How crude. Just leave her tits on the floor, why don't you?
Oh, God, now he's riding a little... mini bicycle thing. Oh my God.
I don't even know what to make of this anymore.
I don't. It's just, you're just going along with it now. Yes.
For logic at this point.
You can't look away though.
No, you can't. Because the kills are just so damn good. Yeah. Although we're running out of people. Really, pretty much the only ones left now is Victoria and Mike the Exterminator, unless the wonk on the head killed him, although that seemed pretty tame compared to everybody else.
Yeah.
If you're that actor, you're like, I have to die that way? I'm no fucking pussy.
I need a better kill than that.
Yeah, I'm no pussy.
This chick just got sawed in half. Why can't I get something cool like that?
Yeah, my coworker got his head cut off and then kicked. Come on, man. Why does he get it better than me?
Kill.
I am checking. I don't know who Dread Central is. Dread Central is an American website founded in 2006 that is dedicated to horror news, interviews, and reviews. It covers horror films, comics, novels, and toys. Dread Central has won the Rondo Hatton Classic Horror Award for Best Website 4 times, was selected as AMC's Site of the Week in 2008. Interesting. Okay.
That doesn't say much.
Yeah. It must be like kind of an indie version of what is that? Horror? Something disgusting? Horror disgusting? Rats. Clearly these guys suck at their job.
Yeah, they did have a rat problem indeed. Which those rats about to be well fed.
Yep. So she's like so deep in the fucking shit here that
yeah, she has no clue. This building is like just goes on and on forever.
Yeah, and it's just a big disgusting mess. Yeah. Please tell me she's not going to crawl in the fucking chimney.
Why?
Sure, just corner yourself out even more. Yeah.
You need to be getting out, not into smaller spaces.
It's evident that he's not stupid. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he just grabbed her with a – he's trying to suffocate her with like a clear plastic bag. There's a nice basic way to go.
Oh, my God. And a horrifying way to go.
You know, when I watch these, I think to myself, why don't I just poke a hole in my mouth?
Right. I think she was trying to. Might be too thick.
Or chew it. I guess you can't think about it when you're actually dying.
Yeah. That is horrible. Oh, there she goes.
There, she finally did it. Good.
He's like, oh, what do you mean I couldn't kill you with this plastic bag?
You bitch. You just broke my plastic. Damn you.
She picks up a giant nail and stabs him in the foot. Way to go, girl.
I think that was my favorite emotion of the movie, is when he's mad that his plastic wrap is broken.
And then he flips her off as she runs away.
Oh, God. This is so tremendous.
I mean, he's just flat out sassy is what he is. He is a sassy clown serial killer. Okay, here goes poor Mike.
All right, Mike finally woke up.
Caved in brain.
Yeah, he's probably brain damaged now, but at least he's alive. And, can't get out that way. I'll go deeper. Actually, that might be the hallway where they were hugging.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it might have been.
Okay.
I think she just found her sister, yeah.
Wow.
She's all set up. With lights on her and a sign that says circus.
What the fucking fuck? I don't even know.
Oh my God.
Her face is all like swollen and gross now.
Yeah, it's so gross. Bullet holes everywhere. I would not sit there and sob either. Just get the fuck out.
Yeah, well, you see Art's moving in the background. Mm-hmm. You see like a shadow. Oh, here he comes
please
now.
Please wake up. Oh, my God.
Did she just say, please wake up?
That's what she said.
Yes, because I'm going to wake up from my dream of bullets in my face.
Oh, my God.
Now, here is one of my favorite serial killer weapons I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
It's a chain
whip, and at the end of the whip is scalpels and scissors.
Yes.
And he's just ripping the shit out of her right now.
Ugh. Just relentlessly hitting her with that. Oh,
but then here
comes Mike from behind. What did he hit him with?
I don't know. Some type of something thing.
Shit. Make sure he is dead, dumbass.
Oh, it's like he hit him with the... Oh, like the can of...
Oh, yeah, the pesticide stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, just leave him there. Wake up! How are you sleeping during this? You should deserve to get whipped with scissors. Idiot.
Yeah, you dumb.
Wake up! Mom can get those bullet holes out!
And this Mike guy is a fucking hero. How he's doing all this with his brain injury, I'll never know.
I know, that's like more than a concussion. Mm-hmm. I think it went into his...
It did.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. This doesn't look suspect at all.
No.
He's going to go try to use the phone that's just sitting there. Somehow. Old-ass landline. You know this is Canada now.
I know.
Nobody in America has that phone anymore.
No. It's like sunken into the desk. I don't even know where the hell they are. This looks like a business. She looks like she's sitting in like bus seats.
Yeah, it does. Oh, maybe because there was a bunch of cars, like it looked like a garage.
So oh,
maybe,
yeah. Cars. It must be the garage next to the apartment building. Yeah. That must be where they are. I believe he's talking to the police.
To the police. Right. To the Mounties.
The Mounties. The Quebecers.
At least he's like, you know, being smart here.
Yeah.
He's explaining the situation. And somehow the operator is kind of arguing with him. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't either.
He obviously needs help.
It's Canadian paperwork. That's what it is. So... You're thinking now that, wow, they're going to, like, escape.
Make it.
She's fucked up in the leg. She's got cuts all over her body. He's looking for something.
And the music is just, like, ratcheting all this up. It's just, like,
yep.
Very discordant and just creepy as hell.
Yeah. It's getting to
shit.
That. Oh, and here he comes and...
Oh!
And she hits him in the face with the fucking exterminator thing, and he
just
hit him in the fucking.
Him.
He kicks his head,
stomps him,
and
to
then
death.
Stomps him again.
With his
and then just
clown
for good measure,
cheese, man. Oh my god! Oh god!
Oh, now he has like no face left.
He stomped his whole head in like a fucking grape, and then laughed.
Yep. So, guess what? He's not living.
Nope. Oh, my God.
She's trying to bust the lock.
Just bust the doors at this point. They're wood.
Exactly. It's not like they're attached to a steel. I mean, remember, it's Canada. They don't have, like, steel doors.
Nope.
He's stalking up to her now. He's got blood literally all over him. He's not even hiding the fact that he's done all this shit tonight. That's the best part.
Oh, she finally gets the lock to pop. Too late, bitch.
He's trying to choke her. Now he's injured.
Oh, yeah. He's fucked up, too. Oh, she stabbed him in the eye.
Stabbed him in the eye with the pipe thing. And now she's limping better than her sister did.
She's finally outside.
Yeah. Let's see where she's going.
Why would
no,
you go
let's
to
go
that
to
door.
Another fucking building. Just run.
Why? You just escaped from a building, you dumb bitch.
Now, just run out into like the sidewalk
yes.
or thing. Why are you hiding
this
again?
This is so stupid.
He's not going to get you in the open. Obviously, the pizza joint is far away, and now here's him grabbing her from behind. If he has an eyeball left. She ripped some of her hair. He ripped her hair. Why are you talking?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's honking a bike horn at her. Which is something.
And she picks up something and he leaves. I don't know what that is. So clearly she's the only one left.
Yes. Why break into a car? Like,
I would have ran or
for sure
hop at this point. Why are you hiding in the office? That's not going to help. What would help is if you left.
He's obviously going to find a way in there, dummy.
Yeah. Remember, we're in a garage.
Here comes the cops. Now run out. Run out to the cops.
Yep. We're still looking at the door that's half, that's partially open.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And
truck.
She's just now she finally runs and he drives in.
He drives a truck through the doors.
Through the fucking door. He's
while
listening
jamming
to
me out.
Jamming out in the truck.
And he hit her with the truck.
Hit her with the truck. She's bleeding out of her mouth. So you're at this point you're like, what's left?
He's done it all.
He did her he took their now he's kind of looking over her. I think he did. He lick her?
Yeah, he licked her blood off of her face.
He licked her blood. He's tasting her blood. The door's now wide open, and
he's eating her face as the cops show up.
So he's a cannibal on top of it.
He's a cannibal.
He's holding face pieces in his hands. What do you have there? I have pieces of face.
Oh, no.
He still has the other gun.
Yep. Or is it a knife? It's the gun. And he blows his own head off.
Wow.
Wow.
So these two cops are fucking stunned.
Yes.
If not nauseous. And blood's coming out of all of his orifices. So we've assumed Art's dead.
And then it turns out that Victoria is still alive with half of her face eaten.
Yeah. There's the gun with brain pieces on it and we fade. But we're not done yet.
Nope.
We now. Yeah. So now we, it looks like we're heading to the morgue. We have angry mortician guy with a couple of EMTs.
Look at this fucking morgue place. What is this?
Really? That's the morgue? This has to be like Vancouver.
It looks like somebody's shitty basement.
Exactly. This is it? Is this some black market thing? What the fuck? I'm trying to like look at any inkling of where the hell it looks like it's from like the 70s. This room too. Yeah. There's like no computers or anything. What is going on?
They're just like recounting the horror stories to the coroner guy.
Now, there's two bodies. So one of them's obviously Art the Clown. The other one could be any myriad of the others. This guy's free. Because apparently morticians can stomach this.
You could handle this job, I think.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You could eat this shit up. You'd be like bored, though. Oh, man, really? Heart attack?
Ugh, I don't know if I could do like kids and stuff, though. That's why I'd be
Yeah, that's true.
Be rough.
So, all right, so the two EMTs leave. And this fucking asshole, the mortician guy in the – or Karn. He's the coroner.
Coroner, yeah.
He opens and it's her Mike? Face.
I thought it was Mike. Oh, no, it is
Or maybe
– No, it is her, I think. Well, I don't know. One's got to be Art. And they said she was still breathing. So
he was eating her face. He must have been there a while, though.
Yep.
Because that's a lot of face gone.
Unless that's Mike's busted in face? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Might be Mike's busted face. It might be, because remember, she's not dead.
Yeah.
Must be Mike's head. And now he opens up the other bag. There's Art the Clown, one eye missing, one eye open, and then all of a sudden the light's blinking.
Of course.
And
like, why did that happen, you know?
Yeah. I like that 1995 Cisco phone again. First job ever.
The phone's ringing, somebody's screaming.
Yeah. We don't know what the fuck's going on. And he's not sure. And then he turns around, goes back to the coroner bag. Art gets out of the bag and with his fucking head hanging out the back of him. And he's choking the coroner. He chokes the coroner out.
So, okay, at this point you gotta be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, is he an alien? He's literally has half his brains gone out of the back of his head. He blew out himself.
And he had the capacity to, like, fuck with the electricity and the lighting and the phone. So, like, how did he do that? Is he a mutant?
I don't know. So we move ahead a year.
Yeah, they do a time jump.
Yeah, time jump. And I guess that's Victoria, who lived sitting in the wheelchair. Talking, I guess that's her parents, I guess.
I think so.
And that's the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor and the parents, yeah.
And there's the parents. And they turn around the wheelchair, and Victoria is the woman from the beginning of the movie that had no face that gouged out the Report. Talk show host's eyeballs.
Yeah.
So in essence, this entire movie was a flashback.
Yes. And then they just leave. Like, it's done. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no more explanation. It's the end of the movie. So you're just like, what the shit? Which is like, amazing and like perfect the way that they did it, but also a little bit frustrating because you have no answers.
Nope.
You don't know.
So to make you feel better, Jenny, back in February, Damien Leone, the director, stated that a sequel is in production.
Oh, nice.
And the script is already done. So we will have a Terrifier 2, which we kind of got to do because fucking Art, you have no head. Half your brains was on the garage floor. You have no eyeball. And you lived.
Yeah. So I'm hoping for I don't know. Do we want an origin? Or I don't know. I kind of do.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, we've always talked about in the horror world where we talk about Michael Myers and Jason and Freddy, and they all had their stories, Pinhead, Leatherface. Like, they all have some kind of story. Is Art the Clown just fucking nuts? Is he superhuman? Is it going to get like Jason where he just keeps living?
Right.
Some type of electricity gets him back to life? Like, what did it there? That's the question. So I'm not sure where we're going to go from here.
Me either.
But I almost – now I'm tempted, if I can get it cheap, to almost get the Blu-ray, because I think I want to listen to the commentary of the director, Damien Leone, and the David Howard Thornton, who played Art the Clown, who was
fucking amazing.
Amazing. Yes. I would be interested in that too.
What a performance. What a performance. Half, you know, part, you know, obviously serial killer, part sass.
Yes.
Good word for that. Yeah, I don't know. I think we gotta figure out. And clearly, when they do the sequel, it obviously has to be a fresh group of people because yes. There's nobody left. We can't look at her again. They could do the sequel and start it like they did Friday the 13th Part 2, and he just gets rid of the last loose end mm-hmm. of the first movie, kills her,
right,
and start from scratch with fresh people.
Or maybe they team up like.
She is fucking nuts.
Yeah, she's crazy now. So some sort of team up would be interesting.
Maybe he tells her they're not going to – maybe his real face is fucked up.
Yes.
And now he'll tell her, the world will not accept you now.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're a freak.
Do we want him talking though? I don't know.
No, it could be nonverbal cues.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That would be a tremendous sequel if they're a pair and like she's like a nicer clown.
A nicer
clown. She leads people in and he kills them. You know? Maybe he has no face. Or maybe there's somebody that stalked him. Maybe there's another somebody
it like creates the new one every time.
Yeah. So maybe there's an essence, kind of like Jason Goes to Hell, except maybe just better.
Wow.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. This movie, like, after I saw it the first time, it fucked with my head for, like, days afterwards. And
this one did too.
And I, you know, in the past on this show, I've watched some movies that have been probably not horror films, but... this one I think is making up for the Suburban Commandos on my list. Cause it's
JR's level of horror.
Cause it is fucked up, man. And
it really was.
I loved it.
It really was. Yeah. Well, it was great to be on with you again. It was a lot of fun.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've run out of people yet, but you know, not many people.
You're not going to find many people that would have the stomach or the wiring to survive this.
Yes, that was my thinking for that as well.
It doesn't seem like a Greg Phillips movie.
So. Maybe not. Is there anything that you want to plug or talk about before we wrap it up?
Well, you can always check us out here. We're on the Pop Feed, obviously. Myself, and I always plug myself. Andy Atherton, we do the Year in Pop, or as you called it, the old cast. Mm-hmm. We'll eventually get to the year you're born in about 12 years.
Yep. Well, at Andy's pace, it might be a little bit shorter than that.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, I know, really. He's like, I've never seen a guy I want to dive into. And then, of course, he'll go so far down the deep end.
Yes.
Turn to one of them. Yes. But anyway, check out the Year in Pop. I'm not sure when this is airing, but we go through a year in pop culture and go through everything, TV, movies, music, sports, not really politics, but news, whatever was going on in the world at that time. So I'd like to promote that, of course.
Of course.
We have been doing – I've been on a couple of Pop Goes the Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out anyway. We all here on the Pop Feed do that. That's not just a single host. As a matter of fact, some time ago Mr. D'Amato and I did Rocket Man.
Right.
Andy and Miranda, we're going to do Godzilla. There's a bunch of great movies coming out. So check the Pop Feed, and I know you'll probably hop in and do some down the line as our summer news. So check that out. So, yeah, no, a ton of fun stuff here on the Pop. Of course, I'm on the Wrestling Feed as well. But since we're on the Pop Feed, I'll focus on that. Yeah, what do you got going on? Geek and Serial Sassy, apparently.
Geek and Serial Sassy. We're tentatively planning something for the premiere of Stranger Things Season 3.
I can't wait.
The 1st of July. So that is in the works. And Tim and I just did a new Talk and Pop. that is sort of summer focused as well. A very different episode for Tim and I. And then the latest Talking WCW on the wrestling feed was about Dustin Rhodes.
Yes.
And my favorite match of all time. That I'm exactly for sure 100% right about and everybody else is wrong about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very you. So anyway, great. Great. It's been an honor.
All right. Thanks so much. Now I'll stay away from all them clowns and don't get sawed in half from your crotch.
And don't lose your tits.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. The Place to Be Nation wrestling feed. We dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth search projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.